For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
We're always happy to have players come back from injury, but obviously the same questions always come to mind. Will this player re-injure themselves, and will they have the same type of impact? For OG Anunoby, his impact not only looks as good as it used to, it might look even better. However, I think everybody collectively, after watching the game against Portland, held their breath when OG Anunoby went in for a steal, and then he screamed, looking like he re-injured his elbow. But thankfully, after the game, he spoke to the media about that injury scare, and also if he's going to play the next game. We're going to break down this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Did OG Anunoby re-injure his elbow? This has probably got to be the most DM question I got sent to me across all channels, whether it be social media or in the comments on YouTube regarding OG Anunoby. With good reason, though. If you watched the game against the Portland Trailblazers last night, then you already know when OG Anunoby continue to go to the bench, continue getting worked on by the medical staff on the bench, and then if you watched halftime, he looked like he was going to go warm up, and then he went right back to the bench and continued getting worked on. Now, he did play 36 minutes for the New York Knicks, so that was an encouraging sign. He went back into the game even after it looked like he re-aggravated the injury, so that was a good sign. But we're never going to know unless he speaks about it, and that's exactly what happened after the game. When asked about that injury scare and if he re-aggravated the injury, if he was going to be available for the next game, OG Anunoby said the following to the media. According to The Athletic, OG Anunoby brushed off the anxious moment in the second quarter of their 105-93 victory over the Portland Trailblazers on Thursday. Anunoby said the following regarding the elbow injury scare that he had in that second quarter against Portland. "It's just sore. Nothing really happened. Just went for the ball and it randomly hurt, but it's fine." He continued by saying, "It was rapid movement that triggered the soreness. I haven't done it in a while. Just getting used to it. You can't recreate that in return to play and practice." This again is regarding OG Anunoby, and when it looked like he appeared to re-aggravate his surgically repaired right elbow when he swiped the ball off of Portland's big man, DeAndre Ayton's hands. He immediately clutched his right elbow and winced in pain, and he screamed loud enough for it to be captured on TV. If you actually go back to the game to that moment and you pause it or you slow it down, you can really hear it. Even though OG Anunoby said the elbow was fine, will he play the next game? Well, according to Anunoby, he absolutely will. According to Anunoby, he plans to play on Saturday, March 17th, when the Knicks continue their four-game road trip at Sacramento. According to Anunoby, that's the plan. "I wasn't thinking about not playing." According to The Athletic, Anunoby is fine for now, but the question about his long-term health heading into the playoffs will linger for a while, especially after injury scares like this. According to Anunoby, it's not even pain tolerance regarding what happened against the Trailblazers. "This is just a random thing. I don't know about you guys, but this is a sigh of relief for me. OG Anunoby is one of the most key players for this Knicks team. He's special. For a wing for this team, he is exactly what we needed. Defensively, he gives this Knicks a new identity. He takes them to another level. And offensively, if he continues to hit those threes, hit those mid-ranges, and goes into the paint for layups without having any type of issues, we are going to be even more dangerous. That's what OG Anunoby gives this team. So when he went out of the game with that injury scare for the elbow, I was concerned, like everybody else. And he screamed. When you hear a player scream and it has to do something with the elbow that he just had repaired, it's going to have anybody concerned. But thankfully, even though he had all of those issues, was getting worked on the bench, he still went back into the game, still had an impact. He still played 36 minutes. He still was in.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Impactful and effective, not only on offense, but also on defense. Both sides of the ball. This guy is one of the best two-way players in the game, and he shows you why each and every night he's on that floor for the New York Knicks. You want him to be 100%. You want him to be healthy. But as he said, this is a random thing. It's just sore. He wasn't anticipating that type of pain. When he felt it, he did scream. He went back to the medical staff, did exactly what he needed to do, but he's fine. He even said it himself. I'm fine. He also said he plans to play the next game the Knicks play against the Sacramento Kings on Sunday. So with all of these things in mind, nobody should be concerned or worried. It looks like the process of recovering from this elbow injury is going to require OG Anunoby dealing with this soreness, dealing with random pain at times, dealing with all of these issues. But I think OG Anunoby not only can deal with it, he's going to deal with it, he's going to handle it, and he's going to push through it and play each and every game that he can. When OG Anunoby is on the floor for the New York Knicks, they just look like a different team. They go to a different level, especially defensively. Maybe without OG Anunoby, they can get by defensively. But with them in the lineup, they are nearly unstoppable. They hold teams to record low numbers. Numbers we don't see in the modern NBA. Numbers the New York Knicks don't hold teams to, unless you go back to maybe 2002, 2003 maybe. It's safe to say Anunoby's impact when he's on that floor for the New York Knicks is second to none. His plus minus is legendary at this point. Let me just say this, OG Anunoby for this Knicks team always equals impact in any way you can think of. Offensively with the three-point shot, impactful. Defensively, impactful. Steals, impactful. Shutting down the opposing team's best player, yes, Anunoby can do that. You can count on him for that. He's not going to complain. He's just going to lock in, focus, and do exactly what you need him to do. And oftentimes, not only does he do that, but he does it at an extraordinary level. OG Anunoby and his return for the Knicks means this Knicks team is likely going to be a solidified playoff team. They might capture that third spot, but they're definitely going to be either the fourth seed or the fifth seed. Anunoby changes this team. He makes them better in every single category. The Knicks are better with OG Anunoby on the floor. That's why having a healthy and fully available OG Anunoby is crucial for this Knicks team moving forward for this season and, of course, the postseason. And Tom Thibodeau actually spoke about OG Anunoby's elbow scare, and he said the following to Fred Katz of The Athletic. According to head coach Tom Thibodeau, he stated the Knicks expected OG Anunoby, who was holding his surgically repaired elbow and grimacing throughout the game, to have moments like he did tonight. According to Thibs, stuff like that is going to happen. We were expecting there to be bumps and bruises like that. We needed this information, and now we have it. We needed to know if OG Anunoby was going to be available for the next game. We now know that he is. We needed to know if he was fine or if OG Anunoby re-aggravated that elbow injury. And now we know he's fine. He's just dealing with some soreness. Obviously, as we just heard, the Knicks expected OG Anunoby to have some soreness, but it seems like after a few games, OG Anunoby's not going to have any more soreness. He's going to be fine. The elbow is going to be good. And Tom Thibodeau doesn't seem to be worried about it. If he was worried about it, he wouldn't have said what he said at the postgame. So everything that we're seeing, OG Anunoby's comments and his statements, Tom Thibodeau's comments and his statements, what we saw last night in the game, the fact that OG Anunoby returned to the game even after it looked like he re-aggravated the injury, everything is telling us that OG Anunoby's fine. He's going to play the next game. He's not going to miss any time. And this is just part of the course. He's going to have to go through these pains until he gets to a point where he's not feeling any more soreness, not feeling any more discomfort, and he's playing his normal game without any hesitation. And I think he's only a few games away from getting there, because as of right now, he looks good. He looks extremely good, very impactful, and helping this Knicks team win games. Can you imagine what happens after a few games where OG Anunoby's not hesitating anymore and he's not feeling any type of pain or discomfort in that elbow? He's going to look even better. He's going to be even better. He might be even more impactful for this Knicks team. And for me, that's exactly what I'm waiting to see. Only time is going to tell, but I can't wait to see what OG Anunoby continues to do for this Knicks team. Because each and every game I see him play, he does something a little bit different, a little bit more phenomenal, that just makes my jaw drop and say, you know what? He's back and he's ready to make an impact. But I hope this information helped ease your concerns, because it definitely helped ease my concerns about OG Anunoby and his elbow injury. But what about you guys? What do you think about OG Ananobi's comments here about that elbow injury scare that he suffered during that Portland game? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.